The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks look to get back on the winning track after a disappointing result yesterday in Utah. They lost that game by the score of 2-1. Tonight they face off against a Wild team that's beset with injuries, but San Jose's got a whole bunch of illnesses and injuries of their own, and there are lots of game-time decisions for Coach Ryan Warsawski to make. But the Sharks head coach says you have to embrace the grind, and that's what he's telling his players.
Yeah, I mean, you would think in the National Hockey League it shouldn't be hard, and that's something that we've talked about here this morning of it don't matter where we're playing, what time we're playing, you know, the travel, something happens with a delay in flight, it doesn't matter. We have to be a team that competes every time we step on the ice, and last night we did not do that.
When we come back, we will take a look at last night's game against Utah right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
Final score in regulation time. The Utah Hockey Club 2 and the San Jose Sharks 1. The crowd announced at 11,131. That is a sellout in the hockey configuration here at the Delta Center. That'll be renovated over the next couple of years, and more fans screaming as loudly as they can will pack this building to support what has been a successful transition to an outstanding hockey city. Time now for our Sharks instant replay of all of the action in the game. One of our Toyota keys to the game was start fast, and the Sharks definitely did that, as on the very first shift of the game, Fabian Zetterlin would end a lengthy goalless drought with this play. Faceoff drop, Sharks have it. CeCe throws it over to Granlund, who shoots right on save. Rebound, score! Fabian Zetterlin gets the rebound in front and goes up top. And the Sharks fan contingent here in Utah explodes in excitement as San Jose leads 1-0 only 58 seconds after the opening faceoff. What a way to start. Mikael Granlund really on an odd angle, getting off a really hard shot on goal from the right wing circle. And the big rebound kicked out, and Zetterlin settled it and banged it in. Zetterlin's 12th from Granlund and CeCe. Fabian ending a six-game goalless drought with that tally. And the Sharks were really in a good position at that point.
Absolutely. You talk about the importance of Granlund's play. Not only was that, but it was CeCe. It looked like it may have been a set play off the faceoff. The draw got one to the defenseman. CeCe waited until Granlund got open and spread the ice out. He went all the way across the ice, found Granlund, who got just enough mustard on that shot to create a rebound off of Melka's leg pad. That fortunately kicked right onto the tape of the Zetterlin, and he made no mistake and buried it to back of net and made a great shot. You got to beat the goalie. Vejmelka did everything he could to get back to the middle of the net, but he hit his corner, beat him, and early on it looked like it might be a tough game for Vejmelka, who ended up settling in and played a pretty strong game the rest of the way after, you know, 59 seconds into the first period.
Did he ever, because both goaltenders really played well tonight, but Vejmelka at the end of the contest especially just kept this cool and made a couple of really big stops. But the first half of the game definitely belonged to Alexander Georgiev. With the score 1-0 Sharks, San Jose was getting outshot by a hard push from Utah, but Georgiev would be there. On the right wing boards, Keller to the slot. Doan couldn't shoot it, gave it back to Keller, throws it down low off the end board, and at the near side with 50 seconds on the power play, it's kept in. Quick shot, glove save made by Georgiev, and that was off of Clayton Keller. He got that one on the net, and it was from the right circle. Nice work by Utah to throw that puck around with confidence and establish, but Georgiev made the stop. And then Utah would end up tying the game, at least at one point. But this was really something else that happened in the second period, 5:57 in. Yet before that, Georgiev made a couple of big saves, and Utah thought that they had the evening score. Rudas stopping that puck. Mukha Madulin couldn't get it. Keller behind the play shoots. That's a great save by Georgiev on a semi-breakaway by Keller, the captain of the Utah Hockey Club, with Mukha Madulin kind of mesmerized off to his right. But now they score. Keller gets another chance in front. Georgiev is saying that he was interfered with on this play, but the Utah fans celebrate what they think is their second goal of the game. Well, they thought it was their second goal of the game, but Georgiev's protests were heard.
After the coach's challenge was determined there was goaltender interference on the play, there was no goal.
Good job by Cody Ward and by Nick Gialdini inside the Sharks dressing room by calling that out, getting the coach's challenge out there. And so what looked like a 1-1 game turned into a 1-0 Sharks lead. But as I mentioned, it only lasted for a couple of minutes. Utah would find a way to tie the score. Over to the far boards now. Balamaki's on the point. He wants the pass, but Schmaltz stick handles into the slot. Shoots one. Score!
They're going to give up that time and space. They're going to be able to bury the puck.
And so Nick Schmaltz ties the game at 1. 5 minutes, 57 seconds of the second period. And, you know, they make that extra seam pass. They do it a couple of times. This time he held on to the puck instead, and it worked. It did work. Schmaltz gets his 7th at 5:57 from Keller, and Nick DeSimone, who was in front of the net, causing a little bit of havoc after dishing the puck off to Clayton Keller. So, even score, one disallowed goal on the side of the Utah Hockey Club, and it was anybody's game. The Sharks never trailed in this game until 1 minute and 32 seconds remained in the contest. And here is how it happened. Motta to the point. Bjugstad, the drive, save. It's loose on the rebound. A scramble for it, but it goes to the corner. 1-1 the score. Here's Hayton. Shoot. Score! Well, Barrett Hayton got the puck and it deflected up top. He should get credit for the goal. And it is a 2-1 Utah lead. This one will count. Time of it, 18:28 in the third. It is the first lead that Utah has had in this game. And they would hold on to it by winning 2-1. Hayton's 8th from Bjugstad and Matta at 18:28. Final shots on goal, 25-19 in favor of Utah. Alex, that 19 shots on goal the Sharks had was a season low.
And it's not just, you know, them not creating offense. It's you got to tip your cap to Utah, a team that played well in the neutral zone. And offense a lot of times starts in your own zone, breaking the puck out clean, coming up with the puck. But they did a good job of clogging up the neutral zone. And we talked about throughout the game, both teams did. You know, it was a low shooting affair for both sides. But you look at it, and only 19 shots, only one power play each way, and with the double minor at the end. But you know, it's just one of those games where you want to come through and enter the zone with the puck possession a lot more. And Utah did a great job of not allowing that. And I think they know with San Jose's young skill, you know, their game plan is coming to the zone with speed and, you know, be able to take that shot when they're driving at that defenseman. And they did a great job. We mentioned Ole Mata one time in the neutral zone, stepping up outside the blue line to not allow that puck to even get across the blue line. And that makes it tough to play offense. The only time, if there's an icing, you start in the offensive zone. But they made it really tough on the Sharks tonight to enter the offensive zone with the puck.
And so, the final score, the Utah Hockey Club 2 and the San Jose Sharks 1. The Teal Report will continue in a moment after this message on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Last night, Alexander Georgiev took a hard luck loss in goal, his 6th consecutive defeat since coming to San Jose and earning a win in his first start in St. Louis. Head coach Ryan Warsawski said that Georgiev deserved better.
He was our best player, I can tell you that. And for him, for us to kind of lay an egg in front of him is frustrating, right? Because he's put a lot of work in here to get to this point, and, you know, we got to be better in front of him.
It's going to be a special night at SAP Center at San Jose because Marc-Andre Fleury, one of the great goaltenders of all time in the National Hockey League, will get the start in goal against Yaroslav Askarov, one of the up-and-coming netminders in the game. Askarov has a record of 3-2-2 and a 2.3 goals against average, and Fleury in 13 games is 8-3-1 for Minnesota. Tune in at 6:30 Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.